invite you to turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew. Matthew, I want to look at chapter 1 to begin with. We're going to just speak for a few moments today. And I pray that in the next 20, 25 minutes or so, that you would really come to an understanding of what it's all about. What the hereafter is all about. What salvation really is and how it came into place. In Matthew chapter 1 verse 18, the Bible says, "Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost." Now, again, I want your mind to really focus on what was just said even. This was amazing. This was something that had never happened before and will never happen again. I mean, astonishing what we're about to see here. Again, the Bible opens up with verse 18. Then it says, "Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise." This is exactly the way it happened. My title for this message is "On This Wise." I pray today that God will open our eyes to the real understanding. As the Bible goes on to say, "When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son." And again, this is the reason. We hear the cliche, "This is the reason for the season." Listen, I tell you, this is the reason for life everlasting. Not just a season, but for all time and eternity. "She shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Behold, a virgin shall be of child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." Then Joseph, being raised from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Jesus. I want you to, that are gathered here today, I want you to just focus upon that. Upon the name that means salvation, that means freedom. Jesus, who shall do what? Save his people from their sins. There's never been a man like this. There never was one like this, and there'll never be another one like this who can save an individual from their sins. Save them while yet in their sins and cleanse them and make them whole. That's more than just a babe in a manger, isn't it? That's a redeemer. Our most gracious and divine Heavenly Father, Lord, as we bow before your throne today, we do so with thankful hearts. Dear God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace that brought salvation. Lord, I'm thankful today. Father, yes, I'm thankful for that babe in the manger. But I'm also thankful for the man who died on the cross, whom thou resurrected again on the third day that we might have salvation full and free. And yet, Lord, we know that salvation is not free. It cost you your only son. Lord, I pray today that you would make our minds aware of the fact that you gave up everything that we may have everything. Lord, I pray that you will bless us. Lord, we're praying for the salvation of lost souls. Father, I praise your name today. Father, forgive us our sin in Jesus Christ's name. And amen. The Bible says that the birth of Jesus was on this wise. Now, what was getting ready to transpire here was the fact that God was getting ready to reveal unto us the way of salvation. And he tells us from the very first point here that it was Jesus, which is the gift to all mankind. You know, the Bible tells us in John chapter 3, if you'll turn there with me for just a moment, and I want you to just think about what the Lord is saying. And this being Jesus Christ himself, as he walked upon the earth, and as he fulfilled everything that his Father had him to do, while he was yet doing this, he was opening up the door of salvation to all who will come unto him. That may be you today. I don't know. I pray that it is. I pray this is not just a passing thing today as we deal with the birth of Jesus Christ. But I want you to know why he came. I want you to know why that he was in such a manner that God had performed this miracle in this young lady's life. She was going to bring forth a son who was going to save his people from their sins. The Bible speaks of the fact, as a matter of fact, in John 1, and Brother Jim, I think, read some of this morning. But in John chapter 1, the Bible says he came unto his own, but his own received him not. Think about that. He was the greatest gift offered to mankind, and the first thing that he wanted to do was go to his very people, the very ones that he was kindred, shared a kindred spirit with. And yet they refused him. They turned him down. They said, as a matter of fact, right before he went to the cross of Calvary, they said, "We don't want anything to do with this man. Away with him." This was his very own kindred. This was his very own people. And the Bible tells us that he came unto his own, but his own received him not. But here's the beauty that's in that word "but." But as many as received him. Listen to that. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Oh, I'll tell you, the gift was believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. In John chapter 3, as Jesus Christ spoke these words, he spoke the way of salvation. And he says in verse 15 that whosoever believeth in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he did what? He gave his only begotten Son. He gave him as a gift to fallen humanity. As I spoke this morning, it's the greatest gift that man has ever received. There'll never be a gift that'll top this gift, the gift of Jesus Christ. We look at our children as we're giving them gifts, or even as we receive gifts ourselves as adults, we kind of get tickled inside, don't we? We rejoice and we enjoy the things that are given. I love watching children as they get a gift, as they open a gift, and as they sit here today and they're wrapped up in their little blankets. I heard my grandson tell his grandma, "Best day ever. Best day ever." Folks, I don't know about you, but things like that just kind of get a hold of me. Now, I've been rough around the edges for a long time. Ain't no doubt about that. I was not the most pleasant person before the Lord called me into the ministry. But then when I was given the gift, And when I've received the gift, and when I have had the Lord to keep giving all down through these years, I stand in joy. And certain things just seem to melt my heart. Watching these children as they work together to put the fruit baskets together just a moment ago, wasn't it a joy to watch them as they were not told, you better get over and help them? No. They were running to help. They were all coming in you watch these young boys out here outside, and I'm telling you what, they were having a blast a while ago. If I could do that, I could probably lose about 100 pounds real quick. My old body couldn't handle all that running and playing though, but they were outside enjoying themselves, and when it come time to put the baskets together, you know what? They come a running. You know why? Because it's a gift to someone who could use it. And I was thinking about that today as we were sitting over there, and I was watching these children as they were working so feverishly and so hard to put that just right in that basket. And I began to think about God in my life. How that He worked and He'd done things just right to make it what it is today. All through the gift of His Son that He gave to us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. You see what the joy of the gift of Jesus really is? I mean, it's life, it's freedom, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's the joy that I'm talking about. That's the gift that I want you to understand today. So the Bible says it was on this wise that Jesus came into the world. He was born, first of all, of a virgin. He was born and it was totally unexplainable by humanity and still is. That's where it takes faith to believe. Folks, if you could explain everything and every question away, you wouldn't need to have faith, would you? There are some things that I just cannot understand. The virgin birth is one of those things. I could not understand that. But when you're saved by the grace of God, it's just something you take in faith and realize that God performed a miracle here upon Mary. And Mary was going to bring forth her son, her firstborn son. She was going to wrap him in swaddling clothes. Speaks to the, I mean, if you understand the terminology here, the swaddling clothes was really not clothes at all. It was rags used to wipe down newborn calves and what have you, and sick animals that were in the manger at the time. You see, that's what the clothes that Jesus Christ first wore was all about. It was something that was going to give aid to something that could not aid itself. Just like Jesus. That's just like Jesus as He was born into this world and wrapped in swaddling clothes. It was meant that He was going to come forth and He was going to aid those who could not aid themselves in salvation. That's the reason why the Bible says that we're not saved by works of righteousnesses, which we have done. That's the reason why the Bible says that it's not by works, but it's all in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast." That gift of God, my friend, is the gift of faith. It gives you the ability to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And surely, with the gospel messages that you have heard, with the hope of salvation given to you by your moms and dads and your grandparents and your Sunday school teachers, surely you understand what it means to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You see, Jesus came to be your Savior. He came to be the only Savior. There is no other Savior. There is no other way. It's His way or no way. It's His way. And because of that, there is no other way. John 14:6, Jesus Christ, as He speaks, says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by Me. So I ask you this morning, or this afternoon, I ask you, do you know the Lord as your Savior? Do you know the gift that God gave? The gift being Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The Bible goes on to say verse 19, as Joseph became aware of the fact of what was going on, the angel had told him everything. He revealed unto him that his virgin wife had a baby inside of her. There was the precious gift of God to all who would come unto Him. As a matter of fact, in John chapter 10, if I may, I'll go back here for just a moment. In John chapter 10, the Good Shepherd was mentioned this morning. Brother John brought forth a devotion that was what you really needed to know. The shepherd. You know, the Bible speaks a lot about the sheep, but you know, sheep need a shepherd. And the shepherd came. This one that was born of a virgin came to die and give you life. We spoke about that in John chapter 3. Now here in John chapter 10, Jesus Christ says, I am the door. He went from a babe to a door. He went from the babe to the only way of salvation. By Me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Listen, I'm talking about the babe of salvation, the man of redemption. I'm talking about the Redeemer who takes you to heaven because of the gift that He gave. We go back to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 again. And there the Bible tells us that God gave us a gift. God gave us the gift of faith, the ability to believe. Faith. Another God-given gift. You know, these children today, in the days to come, they'll receive many gifts. You know, God gave us many gifts. The greatest gift He ever gave us, I think, was His Son. The next greatest gift He gave us was the ability to believe on His Son. The gift of faith. My friend, today as we come to this place in a time when the world around us, as I said this morning, celebrating materialism, all the finer things. And listen, there's nothing wrong with having gifts. Don't have me to say that, because I don't believe in that way. I don't think there's a thing wrong in order to give a gift to somebody else. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's a pleasant thing. I love to give. I really do. I love to be able to give. You know what you've done here today? They've already got it. There was an offering laid up here. The free will love offering. And if you haven't given and you would like to give, you can still give it to Brother John, Sister Cindy. They'll see to it where it goes. But that free will love offering is a gift from the hearts of people in this congregation. Some of you ladies that oftentimes exchange gifts, it was brought up, maybe we just need to forego that and give the money that we would have bought a gift with and give it to those who are in need. You know what? There's There's no greater thing you could have done. Given out of the abundance of your heart, not the abundance of your things. And as I sit and I think about that gift that was going to a needy group of people, I guarantee you this, when they get it, they're going to appreciate it. Folks, that's just like us. When God the Father gave us His Son, it was the greatest gift. And once we received it, it was the most appreciated thing that we could ever have. Oh, Jesus Christ. The birth of Jesus was on this wise. It was done that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The birth of Jesus was on this wise that you may be forgiven. The birth of Jesus was on this wise that you may have freedom from guilt and condemnation. The birth of Jesus was on this wise that you may realize He's the greatest gift you will ever receive. My prayer today is just that. That you will understand the greatest gift. That you will know the greatest gift. And all it takes is to believe and receive. Let's all stand, please.